Leviticus 22:17 through Leviticus 23. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, anyone of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel who presents his offering, whether it is any of their vows or any of their voluntary offerings, which they present to the Lord as a burnt offering, for you to be accepted, it must be a male without defect from the cattle, sheep, or the goats. Whatever has a defect, you shall not offer it, for it will not be accepted for you. When someone offers a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord to fulfill a special vow or for a voluntary offering of the herd or of the flock, it must be without defect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Those that are blind, fractured, maimed, or have a wart, or a festering rash, or scabs, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make of them an offering by fire on the altar to the Lord. Now as for an ox or a lamb, which has an overgrown or stunted member, you may present it as a voluntary offering, but for a vow it will not be accepted. Also, anything with its testicles squashed, crushed, torn off, or cut off, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor sacrifice in your land. Nor shall you offer any of these animals taken from the hand of a foreigner as the food of your God. For their deformity is in them. They have an impairment. They will not be accepted for you." Then the Lord said to Moses, saying, "When an ox or a sheep or a goat is born, it shall remain 7 days with its mother. And from the 8th day on, it will be considered acceptable as a sacrifice of an offering by fire to the Lord. But whether it is an ox or a sheep, you shall not slaughter both it and its young in 1 day. When you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, you shall sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten on the same day. You shall leave none of it until morning. I am the Lord. So you shall keep my commandments, and do them. I am the Lord. And you shall not profane my holy name, but I will be sanctified among the sons of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord." The Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, the Lord's appointed times, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are these. For 6 days work may be done, but on the 7th day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the appointed times of the Lord. Holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at the times appointed for them. In the 1st month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight is the Lord's Passover. Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the 1st day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but for 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. On the 7th day, is a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when you enter the land which I am going to give to you, and you gather its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Now, on the day you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb 1 year old without defect as a burnt offering to the Lord. Its grain offering shall then be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire to the Lord for a soothing aroma, with its drink offering, 1/4 of a hin of wine. Until this very day, until you have brought in the offering of your God, you shall eat neither bread nor roasted grain nor new produce. It is to be a permanent statute throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wain offering. There shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. You shall count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall present a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring in from your dwelling places 2 loaves of bread as a wave offering, made of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour, baked with leaven as first fruits to the Lord. Along with the bread you shall present 7 1-year-old male lambs without defect, and a bull of the herd and 2 rams. They are to be a burnt offering to the Lord, with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. You shall also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs, 1-year-old, as a sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall then wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering with 2 lambs before the Lord. They are to be holy to the Lord for the priest. On this very day you shall make a proclamation as well. You are to have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. It is to be a permanent statute in all your dwelling places throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, moreover, you shall not reap the very edges of your field, nor gather the gleaning of your harvest. You are to leave them for the needy and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. And again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, on the 1st of the month, you shall have a rest, a reminder by blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On exactly the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you, and you shall humble yourselves and present an offering by fire to the Lord. You shall not do any work on this very day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make atonement on your behalf before the Lord your God. If there is any person who does not humble himself on this very day, he shall be cut off from his people. As for any person who does any work on this very day, that person I will eliminate from among his people. You shall not do any work. It is to be a permanent statute throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. It is to be a Sabbath of complete rest for you, and you shall humble yourselves. On the 9th of the month at evening, from evening until evening, you shall keep your Sabbath. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, On the 15th of this 7th month is the Feast of Booths for 7 days to the Lord. On the 1st day is a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work. For 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall have a holy convocation and present an offering by fire to the Lord. It is an assembly. You shall not do any laborious work. These are the appointed times of the Lord which you shall proclaim as holy convocations to present offerings by fire to the Lord, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each day's matter on its own day. Besides those of the Sabbaths of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vowed and voluntary offerings, which you give to the Lord. On exactly the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a rest on the 1st day, and a rest on the 8th day. Now on the first day you shall take for yourselves the foliage of beautiful trees, palm branches, and branches of trees with thick branches, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a permanent statute throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall live in booths for 7 days. All the native born in Israel shall live in booths, so that your generations may know that I had the sons of Israel live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the sons of Israel the appointed times of the Lord. Luke 14. It happened that when he went into the house of one of the leaders of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to eat bread, they were watching him closely. And there in front of him was a man suffering from edema. And Jesus responded and said to the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. And he took hold of him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which one of you will have a son or an ox fall into a well, and not immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day?" And they could offer no reply to this. Now he began telling a parable to the invited guests when he noticed how they had been picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, "Whenever you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him. And the one who invited you, both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then in disgrace you will proceed to occupy the last place. But whenever you are invited, go and take the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will have honor in the sight of all who are dining at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Now he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, "Whenever you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor wealthy neighbors. Otherwise, they may also invite you to a meal in return, and that will be your repayment. But whenever you give a banquet, invite people who are poor, who have disabilities, who are limping, and people who are blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Now, when one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many. And at the dinner hour, he sent his slave to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, because everything is ready now.' And yet they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I purchased a field, and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I took a woman as my wife, and for that reason I cannot come.' And the slave came back and reported to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here those who are poor, those with disabilities, those who are blind, and those who are limping.' And later the slave said, 'Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and the hedges and press upon them to come in, so that my house will be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my dinner." Now large crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who are watching it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This person began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to face the one coming against him with 20,000? Otherwise, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and requests terms of peace. So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions. Therefore, salt is good. But if even salt has become tasteless, with what will it be seasoned? It is useless, either for the soil or the manure pile, so it is thrown out. The one who has ears to hear, let him hear." First Corinthians 7:25-40. Now, concerning virgins, I have no command of the Lord, but I am offering direction as one who, by the mercy of the Lord, is trustworthy. I think, then, that it is good in view of the present distress, that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be released. Are you released from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But if you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Yet such people as yourselves will have trouble in this life, and I am trying to spare you. But this I say, brothers, the time has been shortened, so that from now on those who have wives should be as though they had none, and those who weep as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it. For the present form of this world is passing away. But I want you to be free from concern. One who is unmarried is concerned about the things of the Lord. Now he may please the Lord. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and his interests are divided. The woman who is unmarried, and the virgin, is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to put a restraint on you, but to promote what is appropriate and to secure undistracted devotion to the Lord. But if anyone thinks that he is acting dishonorably toward his virgin, if she is past her youth, and it ought to be so, let him do what he wishes. He is not sinning. Let them marry. But the one who stands firm in his heart, if he is not under constraint, but has authority over his own will, and has decided this in his own heart, to keep his own virgin, he will do well. So then, both the one who gives his own virgin in marriage does well, and the one who does not give her in marriage will do better. A wife is bound as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is free to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. But in my opinion, she is happier if she remains as she is, and I think that I also have the Spirit of God. Proverbs 21:1-10. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he pleases. Every person's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord examines the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is preferred by the Lord more than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent certainly lead to advantage, but everyone who is in a hurry certainly comes to poverty. The acquisition of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor, the pursuit of death. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away, because they refuse to act with justice. The way of a guilty person is crooked, but as for the pure, his conduct is upright. It is better to live on a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor is shown no compassion in his eyes. Psalm 44:1-8. God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us the work that you did in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations. Then you planted them. You afflicted the peoples. Then you let them go free. For by their own sword they did not possess the land, and their own arm did not save them. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your presence, for you favored them. You are my king, God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push back our adversaries. Through your name we will trample down those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor will my sword save me. But you have saved us from our adversaries, and you have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever.